Hello and welcome to Marriott Hotels In Focus podcast, which brings together some of the UK's brightest minds to help ambitious individuals reach their full potential. From self-care to side hustles, this podcast explores career trends to offer advice, guidance and practical tips to those who want to get ahead in their careers. We'll be exploring what it means to lead, what our panelists have learned about being leaders, and offering practical tips and advice on how to improve your style of management. You can catch more episodes of the In Focus podcast by keeping an eye out on travelbrilliantly.co.uk or by following at Marriott on Twitter.
This is Fuse Tea in 3D. Mouth-watering fruit, perfectly fused with botanicals and tea. Serve yourself a little me time with Fuse Tea. Listen to our ASMR Mind Tingles podcast.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallantain. The Bay Area betches, and our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can, with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon parody of The Real Housewives of New York. It's on YouTube. Go check it out. And joining me is the illustrious host of Rose Pricks, a Bachelor Roast podcast. What's going on? It's Ronnie Karam.
Well, hi.
Hi.
How are you doing over there?
I'm a little energized. I got my nice home brew of cold brew. It's not really cold brew. It's coffee over ice. I know that matters to people. So I'm energized immediately. And we are talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills today on Ye Old Podcast. But before we do that, quick announcements. First and foremost, we are getting to be about a month away. We are going to Baltimore and Cleveland in July. That's going to be late July, around July 25th or so. Cleveland on the 25th, Baltimore on the 27th. We're going to Pittsburgh on the 26th, but that's sold out. So thank you. And then after that, we've got a ton of shows. We got Charlotte, Nashville, Carrboro, Richmond, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, two shows in Chicago, two shows in New York, St. Louis, two shows in Philadelphia, Seattle, and believe it or not, we actually will have more shows that we'll be announcing, but not for about two or three more weeks. So go to watchercrappens.com to get those shows. And right now, the focus is on Cleveland and Baltimore. Come to our show. And of course, while you're at watchercrappens.com, that's where you find links to everything, including our merchandise. We have a martini medicine t-shirt, Team LVP, and a Dorinda Santa t-shirt. They're all really awesome, but they're also a limited time only. Only going to be up for a few more days before new looks are into the store. So be sure to go to crappinsmerch.com for that or watchwhatcrappins.com. Also, we do a thing. We do lots of cool things for our Patreon supporters. This week we have a bonus episode where we're doing a cast preview of the new Big Brother season. We love doing that. That's like an annual tradition for us. We also have Crappins on Demand, where you can watch us podcast, not just listen to us. And we have a new Discord channel where you can chat with fellow Crappins people and us. It's really cool. It's like a giant chat room. Already a nice burgeoning community on that. So lots of fun things. Get involved. WatchaCrappins.com.
Well, look at you. What a great one, Ben.
Thanks.
Nice
thanks.
Work.
Thanks. I felt like on it. I felt like I'm going to get through this in a smooth and non-stumbly way today.
You sure did.
Yeah.
I'm over here trying to put a stupid band onto my Apple Watch where you have to, like, remove two of the chain link things. Guys, guess what? I'm not someone who works with my hands. Okay? So I'm going to put that down for now.
Yeah, put that down. We'll
it's too hard
circle
for stupid
back to
people,
that.
People, okay? Circle. It's hard for stupid people.
Circle
the
fuck back.
The important thing is that today is Real Housewives Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Penultimate episode of the season. So we open up back in Provence.
Provence!
The south of France, where all the exciting episodes have been happening.
The fuck you Lisa Vanderpump trip that these girls are taking to the winery of Lisa Vanderpump to dis Rosé.
Exactly. So it's the morning after this ridiculous episode last week, and Teddy is like skulking through the chateau, being like, Kyle, hi, I'm Teddy. Bonjour,
Kyle.
I'm Teddy. Kyle.
I'm Teddy.
Bonjour,
Kyle.
I'm Teddy.
My first note is Provence. God, I've never been so happy to see a place. So that's where my mind's at today. Kyle. And Kyle's like, I can't with my life today. I was like, I can't with your life today.
Yeah,
how about that?
That makes two of us.
Kyle.
So now Teddy is doing this whole, I can't remember anything last night. Like, I seem to remember making my way downstairs and that's it. I'm like, bullshit. You remember everything.
You remember that you're in trouble, ma'am. You were a dick last. Hey, let me refresh your memory. You were a dick yesterday, okay? So Kyle's like, you were a little drunk. And she's like, you know the worst thing? I think I was crying. No, I never cry. Moral compass. Hi, I'm Moral Compass.
Maybe she got drunk and texted John Blizzard.
I miss you. Hi, it's Teddy. Blink.
Hi, maybe she sent some angry text messages to Meg Ryan. I'm sleepless in Provence.
I'd like to think Meg Ryan is sitting at home like, oh my God, mortified when she watches this show. Like, I'm married into this.
I know. Also, do you ever feel like you got mail was not named after AOL, but like Teddy showing up in the foyer of the house being like, you got mail.
You got Teddy. Erica, hi, you got Teddy. Why do you look so mad? I feel like you're mad at Teddy.
So now, of course, Kyle's doing this thing. I feel bad about Erica. Of course. That's Kyle's thing. She starts shit, and then she's like, I feel bad. Shut the fuck up, Kyle.
Yeah. And Teddy's like, oh my God, I don't even know what you're talking about. I remember nothing. Are people fighting? Are we fighting? And she's like, well, Erica did say something like, are you trying to push me out? And then she left the table. I was like, yep, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Have fun with that, suckers. There's only four of you left, okay? Yep. You have to actually be nice to each other now, you know?
Yeah. So Kyle and Teddy go to the breakfast table, and Rinna's just sitting there. And Teddy's like, Rinna, why was I crying last night? She's like, oh, you had a huge meltdown. You guys don't think Erica wants to be here with us. It was hilarious. You guys made such asses of yourselves.
And Rinna came into that breakfast just like she does every other scene ever. She's like, well, good morning. Hi. How you doing? How are you doing?
Come on, Télévous.
She's like, well, I don't remember Erica leaving the table.
But she did. Now she really doesn't want to have fun with us. It was so good.
She's like, but did I say that?
She's like, yes, I believe you did. Kyle did for sure.
And then she's like, Kyle's like, You know, sometimes with Erica, I get my feelings hurt, thinking, is she not having fun with me? Is she in a bad mood? I'm like, you know what? I can't speak for Erica, but I can probably speak for, I feel like, most of America. No, we are actually not having fun with you, and we are in a bad mood.
Yeah, and you did this.
You did okay? this. You did this. So don't start talking about how you have a hurt feelings about how she reacted, okay? You were not honest with how you were feeling, and you caused this situation.
Yeah. She's like, but it's just that I couldn't articulate it right, you know? It's just how I said it. I was like, yeah, Kyle, try again, okay? It's been 30 times that you tried to say it.
Yeah.
But I was just being honest. I was just being honest. And look, this is bad when you have me sticking up for Erica, because it's not like I'm an Erica hater. I'm just not an Erica lover, you know? I've seen no reason to ever stick up for Erica.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, oh, poor Erica. And then, look what you've done to me, Kyle.
Yeah, and then Kyle even has the audacity to say, or as Ramona would say, the audacity to say, I didn't think it was a big deal, and I, like, let it go. I'm like, huh, what?
You let it go? You started it.
Please, ma'am. Please have a chaise. So then Dorit enters.
Yeah, it's like the chick from Let It Go. And she's like, oh, yeah, I let it go. Yeah, and then you become a fucking monster, okay?
Yeah.
That the whole town was afraid of. All right, Elsa?
So then Dorit has this great entrance where she walks in and she's like, please tell me there are no mimosas. And then she sees Teddy and she says, again, I just in a perennial state of tears.
And then I looked up perennial because I was like, I don't think that's the right word.
No, it is.
It is? Perennial is a plant that lives more than 2 years.
You know why? Because it's perennially blooming.
Oh, I was like, is that correct?
It is.
I look up everything Dorit says. Dorit makes me doubt English.
I feel like, you know, like, the past few episodes, I've been growing to enjoy Dorit. And this episode, I think I, like, fully switched over. I don't know. I don't know if I can really ever say I like Dorit. But I really do enjoy watching her get so exasperated with Teddy. Like, the fact that she just walks in and just starts browbeating Teddy, like, really, you're crying, is kind of like a Real Housewives of New York level response.
Yeah, because Teddy's always like, moral compass. So Rena's like, oh my god, we're going to do archery. Fun. Is that fun? Ladies, archery. Is that So then Erica's up making her bed, which, you know, Erica's depressed if she's making her own bed. You know, saying, I ain't going down there. Fuck that. I'm disappointed in Kyle and Teddy. I've been good friends to those girls. And what happened last night was not cool. He was not cool at all.
Yeah. And so Rena checks in and is basically like, hi. So those two dumbasses downstairs, they're acting like they don't remember anything. So they're probably, they feel bad and they're going to come by and talk to you later. So just be prepared for that. Erica's like, oh, great.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Christ, I'm a cracker. They're going to probably come up here 30 goddamn times. Rage and regret. Oh, my pussy. Oh, my pussy.
Pat the pussy.
Rage and regret. Oh, my pulsa. And Rena's like, oh, they feel bad. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm sure they're devastated.
Yeah. Devastated. Exactly. So they go off to do some archery, and we get, like, archery hijinks. And Rena's like, I can't hit the target. Maybe I just have to pretend it's sales goals on QVC. Nailed it.
Are you kidding me right now? And Dorit's like, well, when you're in a group of women and there's unresolved feelings with the women, you feel it in the air. It's like being in an elevator with Piquet.
Have you ever smelled a fart coming from someone who's going from type 2 diabetes to type 1? Hangs in the air.
Diabetes. So they are doing archery, and it's like the saddest thing ever, because there's like such awkward energy,
yeah,
you know, playing archery. And also it's like the most awkward trip ever. I have to say, there's been a lot of trips on Housewives, and this is one of the most awkward that they've taken, so congrats on that, you know.
Yeah.
And Kyle's like, yeah, just no one, if anybody wants to hit me with the archery, just don't, the bow and arrow, just don't, just look in the other direction. Okay. And then Erica just gives her a look, and then the sound effect goes shing.
Yeah, it was like a Top Chef quick fire challenge transition. Shing.
So Rena finally hits one, and Teddy's like, oh, I'm Teddy, can we talk?
Hi, Erica.
And Erica's like, oh, God, here we go. And Erica starts doing that thing where she's pulling on her extensions that Bravo ladies do, and they get really nervous, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So Teddy is like, I'm taking full responsibility. You might even say accountability, because that's what I do, for my bad behavior last night. And all I was trying to say was that, like, one-on-one, you're like a great friend, and you're like so nice, but like in a group, like when you feel the disconnection, like I take it on and I feel uncomfortable because you're a bitch. You're a bitch. I hate you.
America's like, Teddy, you apologized to me and blamed me for your behavior. I'm a little confused here because that person I saw last night, I was like, who is this? Who is this, Teddy?
Yeah.
Well, what Teddy have you been dealing with, you know? You're fine with this Teddy when it's against somebody else, you know? But then when this Teddy is against you, you're screwed, you know? That's what it is. Like, you want nuclear weapons? Fine. But then when everybody else gets them, then you're going to be all scared. Get rid of nuclear weapons. Down with Teddy.
Teddy, I mean, ultimately, Teddy and Kyle are insecure people who care a lot about what people think of them. And so if they see someone who is, like, just in a mood, they take it personally. And I get it, because I'm like that. And what they and what I have to work on, and what I feel like I have worked a lot on, is if someone is just being cold and icy, it's like saying, well, fuck them, they're the ones who are missing out, I'm gonna keep on having fun over here. And that's what they have to do. And but they can't do that, so they feel a certain sort of way, and then rather than face the notion that they may suck, they just blame it on them instead, and they get mad at them because it's easier to push your shit onto someone else than to, like, take stock in your own personality.
Well, yeah, that's one way to look at it. The Ronnie way of looking at it is you tried to start a fight with somebody between two people, and this time it didn't work, you little fuckers. And so now you're stuck with the consequences because someone knows what you're up to because they were planning it with you the last time. You can't just keep using the same thing over and over, okay? If you want to be mad at Rinna, go be mad at Rinna. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see you guys try and go against Rinna and then watch her make mincemeat out of you, okay?
Yeah.
But don't play proxy wars on this with Miss Erica Jane. Young ladies! So Erica's like, you know, because Teddy says her excuse, you know, it's like the typical, I was drunk. I was just so drunk. And Erica's like, but you know who tells the truth? Drunks and children. Mix them and you got truth-telling drunk children. The holy grail of honesty. A drunk baby will make Jesus Christ look like a compulsively lying liar face. All right, stupid.
Drunks and children and makeup artists. They'll always tell you the truth.
I'll tell you who else was a liar, Dick Clark, but that's neither here nor there. We'll get to it when we get to it. All right.
And so Erica's like,
okay, I mean, you have issues with me, and you internally think that I'm fake.
And Teddy's like, I don't think you're fake. And we get a flashback to last night of Teddy basically being like, she basically only does things that will make you feel good, but it's a very fake relationship.
I don't want to be friends with a fake person.
She's like, well, you know what? But your mood is because your mood, it triggers me, you know?
And Erica's just staring at her like, this bitch, I have a gay club to go party in. So Erica's like, well, I appreciate the apology. And then she just sits there and stares at Teddy and makes Teddy stand up and walk over to her to give her the hug. Such a power move.
Yeah. And she's like, all right, well, she beats herself up more than anybody else, okay? So let it go, all right, Elsa. So Kyle and Rinna and Tareed are outside staring at this iced tea container. And Kyle's like, oh, my God, C-Tox, they must know what's going on. Sorry, that was Rinna. And so they come back, and Erica's like, oh, wow, those are so pretty, those cupcakes. And those edible sparkles, wow, edible sparkles. And Kyle's like, listen, I'm really sorry that Teddy hurt your feelings last night. Hey, I'd like to take responsibility for Teddy being an idiot. No, but she's like, I'm sorry for hurting your feelings. And she's like, you didn't hurt my feelings. Like, guess what, Kyle? You've never hurt my feelings in 4 years. I'm like, who is this, Kyle? Holy shit.
It was out of line.
And Kyle says, well, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. And Erica just says, which is, shouldn't be, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings. But Erica goes,
thank you.
And they sort of, like, patch that things up, and then they all go walk away, and the camera just lingers on the cupcakes that no one ate.
They got a good shot of 5 full cupcakes. I was like, oh wait, don't you guys want to talk about eating disorders before you go?
Yeah, remember that? Remember that conversation? How far you've come? Okay, we'll just leave the cupcakes behind, sure.
Yeah. So back to Beverly Hills. Provence gives a big thank you to this cast for going to hell home.
Yeah, exactly.
So we open it to Reet and PK's house in Beverly Hills, and she's like, PK, I'm gonna make you something to nosh on. He's like, I want a peanut butter jelly sandwich, babe. Peanut butter and jelly, all right, babe?
Peanut butter and jelly, perfect for getting over that... that diabetes transitional period.
I've got diabetes PB&J, babe. It's like the tastiest diabetes you'll ever get.
Gotta monitor the blood sugar, so I guess I'll have some PB&J.
That's my kind of guy. Why do I like PK? I think because I'm on a diet, and that's so me on a diet. Well, listen, if I just have 4 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, it's better than 6.
Well, fruit is a jelly and peanuts are a protein. Okay, yes. Give it to me. So, Dorit's like, we had such a good time, Provence. That group, we moved to a different level. There's like a closeness, a bond. I can't quite say what's missing. I wonder what the missing element is of that group that's like a slightly smaller group than what it was earlier in the season. I don't know what's missing.
It's something that rhymes with Candy Crump. It's missing from the group. I just can't put my finger on it.
Hello, this is Lisa Rinna. We have an ad coming up, so you better listen to it, baby.
This is Fuse Tea in 3D. Mouth-watering fruit, perfectly fused with botanicals and tea. Serve yourself a little me time with Fuse Tea. Listen to our ASMR Mind Tingles podcast.
Can't get enough eye-popping, jaw-dropping, heart-stopping reality TV.
It's the best.
Then head to Hey You, home of reality on demand. Stream and download the latest episodes from shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians and The Real Housewives, same day as the US.
What's more fun than that?
Or binge old faves like The Simple Life and The Hills.
That's hot.
Hey You, reality on demand. Start your 1-month free trial now.
So then Kyle and Faye Resnick, back and tackier than ever, just sitting in Kyle's house, and Kyle's like, in true form, God, this is just so Kyle. I get inspired wherever I go, so is now I need a French feel to this house. You know, I'd like a barrel of rosé. I'd like to ferment some rosé in an oak barrel right there and call this Villabosa.
Yeah. Kyle still does not have a dining table, mainly because she still has to find someone whose dining table she envies more than what she would want to have. So she's probably just still on like a tour of different households before she wants to one-up someone.
I know. She can't remember what Vanderpump's coffee or dining room table looks like. She's like, damn it, if only I could get back in there.
Yeah. Lisa was probably like, well, we're going to get a new table soon. And Kyle's just waiting. Checking her Instagram every day.
Lisa Vanderpump is just eating on like TV tray tables just as revenge. Yeah, she'll just never get her table.
Yeah, she probably like covers her table in that weird material they put on new cars before they're ready to go into market, but they have to test drive them. I was like, what is that? I can't see the shape. Too many little shapes on it.
Oh, Kyle. So Faye's like, yeah, I'm embarrassed. I'm like, you should be, okay? I saw your last design. So Erica and Mikey are next. He's like, yeah! And she's like, we get a close-up of a hat that says, bitch vibes. Also, I noticed they're in the Pasadena closet. What happened to their big Eric and Jane office? Did that video game just not pay the millions of dollars we all thought was coming?
Maybe there was an asbestos problem. It could happen. You asked, and that's my theory. There was an asbestos issue.
You just throw it out there.
There's asbestos.
So she's like, well, back and we had a good time until
Carl and Teddy had a mini crusade for 2 nights that I should be mad that Rinna dressed up like Erica Jane and acted like Erica Jane, who's not Erica Girardi, or Farrah-ween, which is Halloween, but for Farrah.
And Mikey's like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Well, I can't even follow this, okay? And I'm paid.
He's like, even for me, I can't even be like, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I took Gretchen Rossi seriously in an episode where she was dancing, so yeah. That's pretty bad.
This is too much.
And she's like, I was like, has anyone even dressed up as you?
So now we go back to Dorit, and she's stressed out because she has a window display that's going to be debuting at Kitson on Robertson in a few days, and she's lost 5 days already. And then we see a flashback of Dorit checking out her window, and I had to record it because every now and then Dorit screeches like she's being murdered. So here is the sound of Dorit looking at her Beverly Beach window display.
Imagine walking up and seeing Beverly Beach.
So proud.
Imagine walking up and seeing Beverly Beach.
Which is not to be confused by the time when she went to look at cars at a dealership.
Young ladies, welcome home to you.
Or the time that she was singing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
The soft clap. That soft PK clap.
There have been so many of them just this season. She's really on a full. Oh, Dorit Lee. So, yeah, she's one of those rich ladies who's like, I've worked so hard. And they get there and everybody else has done everything, you know?
Yeah.
And then she's like, it's all wrong. It's all wrong.
Yeah. So she doesn't know what she's going to do with the window. And PK's like, hey, babe, how about you have nothing in the window? Honey, that's art, babe. That's art. This is what he's been doing to all his clients for years, right? Like,
it's all right. Babe.
This is what we're going to do for your green room. We have nothing in there, all right? It's art. It's art. It's art.
Boy George just comes out in silence and stares at the audience. It's art. It's art, babe.
It's art, babe.
So she has made, she's making, since she's friends with everybody now, she's decided to grace her ex-enemies with the honor of making a Dorit bathing suit or a Dorit piece of clothing in their name.
Yes.
And the first one is a cover-up for Camille, and it's got holes all over it. She's like, it's got holes like most things that come out of a mouth. And for Teddy, she's made some underwear. What'd she make for Teddy?
It's like something very forgettable, so really on brand for Teddy.
Yeah, I can't even remember what it is. It's like a pool umbrella. You know, it's like just like something totally useless at the pool.
So Dorit is like, she's so mad at Camille because she heard that Camille was talking shit about her, but she doesn't know what it's about. She just knows that Rinna had said that. But because Camille lost her house, she can't go in on Camille. So she's just like going nuts over there. And she says she's going to be seeing Camille tonight at the reveal. And she wants to give her a piece of her mind, but she's going to have to hold off just for a moment.
Yeah. So she's like, we need to redo this entire thing. And PK's like, well, you know, Camille's in a place, you know, let's support her, be kind, that'll show you, you know, you need, that's how you need to be, even if sometimes she doesn't want it. Basically, she's a cover-up with holes in it. What can I tell you, babe? Nailed it. Yep. Nailed it on that one, babe.
So that night, I made it sound like they were doing the reveal that night. It was actually because that night they all go to a restaurant, except for Kyle, to have dinner, and Rinna has brought Denise and Camille bags of QVC clothing to wear since they literally lost everything. So she has them, and Denise arrives, and Rinna has, like, her full-fledged sympathy voice out, which I love, because she's like, Denise!
Oh, Denise! Denise! Oh, how are you, Denise?
How are you?
Lisa Rinna QVC clothing for people who have lost everything, baby.
Denise is like, ah, oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. This, oh, okay. I mean, I'll never wear this, but you're so cute.
So everybody arrives, and Teddy's like, got you some flannels.
Of course.
You know, everyone arrives, and Camille arrives, and she's like, you look amazing. And now Denise's attitude, they're like, Denise, are you okay? And her house looked a lot better than Camille's, obviously, because Camille lost everything, and Denise didn't. But her house is really smoke damaged, and they have to get rid of everything, you know. But Denise's attitude is like, you know, look, here's how I look at it. We're rich as fuck, and my husband's got a huge dick, all right? Have you ever seen an arm on a baby giraffe, right? That's basically what we're talking about here. I'm fine, right? Keep your flannels.
Yeah, listen, as long as I got an insurance policy on that wang, I'll be good. So then,
yeah, you want to burn my dick down? You'll see me cry.
Yeah.
All right.
So Camille arrives, and even though the women are so mad at her, they're all like, Camille! Oh, Camille! Oh, and they're giving her these big fake hugs. It's so fake, it's hilarious.
Yeah, and Denise is like, everything's great. And Camille's like, oh my God. You know, Camille isn't as positive. But yeah, they're all giving her big old fake hugs. And then we find out her assistant passed away, which is really sad. We already found out on this show, so we've already been sad. But yeah. I mean, still really sad, Scott. And she, then we get some clips of Scott, you know, and the clips of all of Camille's friends are always Camille saying something. It's never anything that they've said. She's like, we're both Virgos, right, Scott? Oh, remember Scott, everybody? Remember when I said we're both Virgos to Scott? Mwah.
Mwah. So Camille's like, I never thought I'd be in this situation. And Rena's like, oh, yeah, you never thought you never think you're going to be in a situation where you'll have no clothes, right? Camille's like, or a house. And then they're like, yeah, but you have that beach house, right? Like, already trying to undermine her, like, her tragic situation. She's like, yeah, but I mean, that's like it's under construction. It's a vacation house. This was like my house, you know?
Like, yeah, and Denise is like, well, yeah, come on, Camille, we're lucky. I mean, we're in a financial situation where we can rebuild. You know, have you ever seen a dick? Have you ever seen a giant dick nail a hammer into a plank? It's amazing. And Camille's like, you know, I don't think Denise understands. I mean, okay, Denise is very lucky that her rented house did not get burnt down. It's like, oh,
I know. Oh. I swear I'm cursed. I mean, now my daughter's acting like a diva and my business manager is out of the country for 2 weeks. I lost my Chipotle card. I'm like cursed.
I have to go to a consignment store.
And David, he was saying to me that, you know, we lost our boots and skis.
You lost your boots.
And yeah.
You know, you lost your boots and your skis. And he wants his boots because he's a man and he needs to have those. And so, you know, you have to go get him some boots.
You have to go get him somewhere, boots. Yeah. And so upsetting.
So she had to go find boots for her husband. Everyone's like, oh my God, you poor thing. So then we cut back to Dorit and PK walking to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she's like, you don't understand what I've gone through. It's like the town just burnt down. Can we not talk about how rough it's been on Dorit?
You know? I know, exactly. Although it is funny, we should mention that while Camille was telling her, like, sob story, which is, by the way, a legitimate sob story, that she's like, I had to go and just get an old Burberry coat. It's like, just had to get something from Chanel, some old dusty thing from Chanel.
Yeah, so embarrassed. So they go to unveil the window, and of course, Dorit's like, what have you done? I don't like the way this looks. It's disproportionate. It's supposed to be a workout room. Beverly Beach is about strong, empowered women. This is not empowered. It's like, oh, God, Dorit. So Dorit goes in. She's like, the man should be on that side of the window. What are we doing? I have to do everything myself. So she goes in and she moves one mannequin over. And she's like, perfect, I did everything myself. It's like, typical. Typical honey, rich lady.
It's already looking so much better, honey. Babe, it looks better. Look at that. But it's supposed to be a sandbox with diamond sand in it. Oh, BK! Everyone starts applauding her. Everyone's applauding her like she just solved, like, world peace, you know?
Yeah, she moved two things. And then they have this creepy child gold mannequin and an Indian, like the Indian Indian style. What do you call it when you cross your leg?
Cross-legged.
Yeah. And I was like, you're creepy. Okay. That's the creepiest thing in this window. Get rid of that creepy child.
Well, this is the same store that hosted Mike Shoehead's baby shoe launch. So
they melted the kid to try them on. They melted the child model, and now they just use him in window displays.
So now we go over to a boutique called Bash. Bash. There's like an ampersand in the middle of it. So clever. And Teddy's like trying to open the door. She like stumbles into the shop. She's like, whoa, that was a heavy door. I'm going to hold it accountable.
Is that Teddy's thing now? She just can't come through doors? Like, what is that?
I think so. I think that's her arc.
But yeah, that's She's her new storyline for the year. Teddy and doors. All right, print.
So Denise joins her. Denise looks absolutely thrilled to be shooting a scene with Teddy all the way in the middle of Beverly Hills where she has to pretend to shop for clothes. Notice Denise doesn't even try anything on. She's like, I'm too lazy to try something on, which means she doesn't want to buy any of this shit. But she feels too mean to not buy something.
Yeah. So Denise is like, well, you know, the power's down in Malibu. You know, Camille lost her home. And I know everyone's upset with Camille, but I'm glad no one brought it up the other night because that would have been awkward. And Teddy's like, well, you know, we have to wait now. That sucks. You know, we tried to get on Erica. That failed. All right, you're next.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be mad at Rena for something?
Yeah. And Denise is like, I feel like Denise was barely paying attention to Teddy. And at one point, she was like, oh, I guess I have to ask her a question about Camille. I'll ask a really slow question. I don't even remember what she asked. I just remember that the music stopped, and then it was like awkward silence, and then Denise just looked at Teddy and was like, so Camille, huh?
Yeah, she's like, does Camille seem okay to you? And Teddy's like, who am I to judge? Just, LOL.
You're an accountability coach, so you're specifically the one to judge.
Yeah, have you watched this show?
Yeah.
So Denise is like, no matter what I go through, I try to find something positive, you know. But I just wish Camille would look at it like, yes, it's traumatic, but also it's a fresh start. So she asked about the trip, and Teddy's like, I forgot everything that happened. But, you know, I woke up, and then everything started going backwards. It's like, it's so weird. I just became friends with a lady named Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, so strange.
So, what was that movie called?
Benjamin Button, maybe? Oh, Memento?
Yeah, Memento.
Teddy Mento. Melon Campo.
It's Pimento, the cheesiest version Pimento. Of Memento
ever. She has to like leave little post-it notes for herself, which she probably loves doing. I'm keeping my memory accountable.
She's like, don't forget to text yourself your weight.
I just remembered my weight. Oh, I just remembered. Wait a second. It was me. It was me who planted it all along.
It was me who ate that chip.
Spoiler alert to anyone who hasn't seen Memento. I used to have it on DVD.
It's about eating chips. It's where Guy Ritchie, or what was that guy's name?
Not Guy Ritchie.
Oh my
but
God, I'm just frustrating people on purpose now. They're driving around like, fuck you, Ronnie. Okay.
He hasn't done anything in a long time. Is that his name Guy?
Fieri. Guy Fieri.
Or is it Richie? It's Guy Fieri. It's where Guy Fieri has short-term memory loss, and we never have to hear from him again. He keeps going to the same diner, drive-in, and dive.
Oh. Dives. So Denise is, let's
He's
see.
Like, where
so
are my sunglasses? They're on the back of your head, goddammit.
Yeah, basically nothing happens in here. It's totally boring. But then on the way out, Teddy gets blown away by the door. She's like, whoa!
Which is the most interesting thing she's done all season, was hold on to that door for her dear life.
Oh, Lord. So let's see here. So now Dorit it's... and Corey. My sweetheart! Oh! So now is the unveiling for everybody
Guy
to
Pierce.
Come see.
Guy Pierce.
Thank you. Guy Pierce Fieri.
Guy Pierce Fieri, Richie.
So we go see Dorit's unveiling, and she's like, no, it's a big now. I've got a men's line. Cover-ups at leisure.
And she, now that that Vanderpump is gone, she is fully stealing Lisa's entrance, which is that she walks in and goes, hello. I'm like, no, that's how Lisa walks in, okay? You're not allowed to do the high, swoop down low, and back up again, hello, okay? Yeah. It's not. That's Lisa's.
Well, look, it's my signature camo. See the palm trees, guys.
So then she tells everybody that they have something named after him. And Camille's like, wow, I got something named after me. Wow.
Yeah.
So everybody pretends to be super excited. And Teddy's like, I love mine because it's sporty.
Yeah, Dorit's probably like, it wasn't supposed to be that way, but sure, sure. Mm-hmm. And so then they're all happy, and Camille says to Dorit, the more time I spend with you, the more I feel bad about anything I've ever said in the past, and probably anything I might say later tonight.
And Dorit just goes, yeah. So they're all like, big deal, big deal. This is genius. Carl's like, this is genius. And Camille goes, genius, her reveal was a garbage bag.
Camille is like not fucking around. And you know what? Thank you. I know a lot of people were like, Camille's such a bitch this season. We should be so happy that there's someone who is like speaking their mind and not afraid to. Even when it's about stuff we don't agree with, okay? At least she is just, like, out there saying shit instead of doing the Kyle, like, oh, well, I kind of feel like maybe, oh, blah, blah, blah. Camille's like, fuck it. I'm going to say it. I'll say it if you want me to say it. Because now we've said it.
Yeah, so they go to dinner, and Dorit's like, well, it just came together. I had a lot of fires to put out. Sorry, Camille. I'm so sorry.
What I was trying to say, I was so mad that there were flames on the side of my face. Oh, I'm so sorry.
And she's like, well, no problem. That'll haunt me for a long time.
And Teddy and Edwin are just in the back texting on their phone. I was like, this is a real fun group. So they get to dinner.
I like, by the way, that Aaron is also there. He is like randomly tagged. I didn't even realize Edwin was there until like 15 minutes later in the show when there was like a shot of him slurping a spaghetti or something like that.
Yeah. So they finally get to dinner. And Carl's like, oh my God, I love everything with the fireplace. And Erica's like, there was a fireplace.
There was a fireplace that had it out in the winter.
And Carl's like, I do that. I do my fireplace in the winter. And Erica's like, yeah, after that trip, I'm just making sure that Kyle knows that we're okay.
And the way I do that is by telling her a fireplace in the summer isn't idiotic. Because what a stupid choice. Who the fuck does that, stupid Kyle? What an idiot.
Because Lisa Vanderpump once lit her fireplace in the summer just to fuck with Kyle, and now Kyle has to light hers all summer long while everyone's sweating by it. So Kyle has an announcement, and she's like, you guys, we're having an event for the agency to celebrate the 25th agency, and the party's gonna be at one of our listings downtown. Like, oh my God, how many parties, how many times do we have to celebrate the agency? Oh, guess what? Someone opened up an envelope at the agency. Let's have a party. Hey, Mauricio took a shit in the new agency office. Let's have a party.
I think they need to do a Real Housewives of New York like they did with Luann, where they're like, okay, we love you. We're proud of you. We're sick of going to real estate parties.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not shooting at another fucking real estate party, Kyle.
Yeah, like the agency does not need to be celebrated every 2 seconds, okay? Either you have a party for the 25th agency or you wear the hat. But you don't get to wear the hat and the t-shirt and all that stuff and then make us go to your parties, all right? It's one or the other.
Yeah, Kyle.
Enough. We don't need to go to a 20... You open up your 25th branch of the agency? Please. Please.
Yeah, and so then they test... They toast Dorit.
It is a test for Dorit. I would love for them to test Dorit.
Tari, what country are we in right now?
Europa!
Borneo!
So Rena's like, God, I have to give it to Dorit. We've come a long way, baby. We've come from here to here. And when she says it, she goes, from here, are people doing coke in your bathroom? To here. You don't deserve this, Dorit. You don't deserve the evil that Lisa Vanderpump has wrought upon your head.
Oh, Dorit's moment is coming. They're going to start turning on her again. That's for sure. I think now that Vanderpump's out of the way, I think Dorit's going to be the new target, especially since the scuttlebutt is that people are liking Dorit a little bit. So I think it's coming. I think it's coming. I think it'll come from Kyle, because Kyle was hoping that she was going to rise to the top of the season once Vanderpump was gone. And now she's actually so many people dislike Kyle now that she's going to have to go after someone.
Yeah. So they're talking about, so Dorit out of nowhere is like,
well, there's been certain things this year with a friend of ours that we haven't moved through.
I was like, oh geez, can you make it through one damn dinner?
without talking people. About Eden Sassoon. I mean, come on.
That lady who talked about her glass has been 25,000. 25,000.
So Camille's like, has anyone seen her? And of course, no one's heard from Lisa Vanderpump, which then leads to them all saying, it's so hurtful. It's so hurtful. Yeah, it's so hurtful that you guys all, like, this woman who is, like, depressed and crying on the steps of Vanderpump Dogs about her brother, her poor brother who committed suicide, and then you guys all, like, jump on her ass because she trotted out a dog to make Dorit look like a bozo, you know, and then you guys ran her off the show. Well, I'm not going to blame them for running her off the show. That was Lisa's own dumb fault, too. She's not innocent in this either. But come on, like, don't play like you guys are, like, innocent parties in this whole situation.
Yeah, and Dorit just keeps going because she's like, please, let's talk about something other than my awkward window. So she's like, she's been invited to everything. For example, Camille, she was invited to your shower and your wedding. I'm like, oh, God, ladies, please do something else.
Yeah.
And Camille's like, okay, guys, she should have come. She should have come. And they all just stare at her.
You let her off the hook, though. You let her off the hook. Well, she should have come. Yeah, but you let her off the hook, Camille. You really did. Yeah, she should have been there. Okay, I'm going to say it again, bitch. You let her off the hook. Okay, do you hear the words coming out of my lips? Do I have to say my tagline from 2 seasons ago again? You let her off the fucking hook. Camille, when are you going to listen to me?
Yeah, she says it like 20 times, and Denise is just like, you know what? I don't think we should be talking about this. She just lost her motherfucking goddamn house, goddammit. And yeah. Denise is like, seriously? Why are we talking about this again? Just let it go. And Rena's like, you know what? Camille, we weren't going to talk about this, but... And Camille's like, no, if you have something to talk about, I don't want you holding on to that. Me losing my house is independent from whatever situation you're upset about. I need to hear, bring it up, go ahead, let's talk about it.
Yeah, which you know, this is going to be a disaster. Also, by the way, when Rinna kept on pestering her about, like, you let her off the hook, Camille's like, I guess I was weak in that moment, which I think is a totally fine and actually, like, that's an accountable owning it moment to say, yeah, I was weak in that moment. Like, what else do these women want? They want her to be mad at Lisa, basically.
Yeah, they want you to be mad at whoever the group is mad at. They're the worst.
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, well, conversations that we've had about Lisa were contradictory to what you said in People magazine, saying that Lisa's been amazing to you and that she encouraged you to take a leap. I mean, you know, that was bad timing. Why is it bad to say something nice about someone you're friends with?
I know.
You people are fucking terrible.
Exactly. I mean, and things that Kyle's probably said in the public, like, well, you know, like, she chose... I mean, I can't quote because I don't remember what Kyle said, but I feel like I've read things where Kyle has made it seem like, well, I'll always have a place for her, but she's just not liking me right now, which is contradictory to what we see right there, which is that Kyle was totally part of this, like, witch hunt, you know?
Yeah.
So Rinna's, like, trying to be gentle with Camille, and she actually is. She's just trying to, you know, she's trying to be like, well, you know, it's just the timing was weird. We're, like, leaving your wedding. And then we read this article and we're like, that's funny that you did. What a two-faced bitch with a lovely wedding that we just still have literally 1 foot in. What a two-faced bitch. We'll be gentle with you.
Yeah, and Camille's like, well, I'm so glad that you're telling me the truth because I just have to learn to be more in the moment and say what I feel in the moment instead of getting mad later.
And Teddy's like, okay, well, now that we've already solved this, let me run into the ground a little bit more, okay? Yeah. I think what's confusing is that you say one thing to us and then you say something else. Like, to me, like, I'm saying, what is she saying behind my back?
Yeah.
And Camille's she hates your guts, pretty much like she says to your face. Like, I don't really see anything contradictory here. She told you guys she was still friends with her and that she was upset she didn't come to the wedding. What the fuck do you want her to do? Burn down Villa Rosa?
I know. And then Camille's like, well, I mean, have I talked about some of the girls behind their backs when they've hurt me? Yes, I have. Of course I have. And they all act like they don't talk about each other. I mean, that like that's all that Teddy does is talk about, oh, I feel like she feels like this. Oh, she does this or whatever. You know, like they all talk. And by the way, Kyle also, she goes, you know, with Camille, there's no middle ground. She'll say whatever she needs to appease you or she'll come at you with a dagger. And I'm like, well, what is the middle ground there? Someone who's like wishy-washy like you? I mean, what else do you want?
Yeah, you're saying you don't like her middle ground because she's...
frustrating. So anyway, Camille's like, well, maybe you've never said anything about me, Teddy. And Teddy goes, actually, I say everything that I have to say about you to your face, like that you flip-flop, and then you speak out of both sides of your mouth. And Camille's like, oh, okay, well, there you go, you know. So I'm a flip-flopper, and you're a know-it-all. And it's like, shing!
She just shut Teddy down right then and there.
And Camille's like, bullshit, Teddy talks behind people's backs all the time, which she totally does.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I guess I've been called a lot worse, you know? And then it shows a clip of Camille, people calling Camille things. Like when someone's like, you're a C-word, Camille. Dorit's like, yes, Camille, you're a real C-word. And then Kyle going, you're a fucking liar, Camille. And then at the reunion, Andy going, well, people online have said you're conniving, passive-aggressive, narcissistic, catty, jealous, cruel. I was like, God, what are we reading your LinkedIn profile now? Come on.
So then, like, basically, it seems like everything's resolved with Teddy telling Camille what she thinks, and Camille being like, basically saying, like, I don't care. You know, she's like, whatever. Like, you talk about behind my back, so what do you want me to do about it? I've been called worse. So Kyle goes, huh, well, that was easy. And then Dorit's like, well, I didn't want to mention this, but...
As no, the mention
new
it.
Owner
it's okay.
of a athleisure window,
yeah,
I think it's best
it,
to get
mention
it
out. Do it.
Do it. No, I want to know. I want to know. No, yeah, say it. Say it.
Well, I guess it's going to come out.
What?
I guess it's going to come out anyway. So Rina's like, well, I said that you said certain things about Dorit. And Camille's like, yeah, I've said some things. It's true. There were some things that I said. Things that I've said. And I've said some things. And Kyle's like, well, we don't know what it was. And Brenda's like, yeah, I said, let Camille tell you. Because that's what kind of person I am. I'm a good person. You do it. Now's your opportunity. Have fun with this.
And Camille's like, she's basically like, sure. She's like, I'll tell you what I said. Well, I had to get to know you, and I didn't trust you. I didn't know where you're getting all this money from. I was talking to someone, and then Dorit's like, what are you talking about?
Get all what money from? And she's like, well, people I know want to know what I know. And then she tells us, you really want me to be honest? Be careful what you wish for. And dun, then, dun, dun. So then Camille, finally someone on this show brings it up. She's like,
just goes,
well, your husband was telling me about how he filed for bankruptcy. And then it's like 1 year earlier, and PK was saying, well, I was a billionaire, babe, and out of nowhere, and now I get taken down. Because what happens is you get too big for your boots, and then you get taken down. So this
like
is all beyond his control, you know?
You know, yeah. You literally, too many PB&J sandwiches, and you can't fit into your boots anymore, and they take you down. They say, all right. There goes your $1 billion because you can't fit in your new boots.
And I was like, where does she get all those clothes and those diamonds and those Bentleys? I mean, you look as fabulous. I did say
it's
that.
It's amazing. It's
I was
amazing.
Like, wow, you look great.
I would have told you. You look amazing. I just don't know where you get it from. Is it rented? Is it from that consignment store where I got my Burberry?
And then the editor's coming to help her, and she's telling us, well, Dorit does come across as somebody who's pretending to be someone she's not. I mean, the car, and then we see her getting that Hertz Bentley, the helicopter landing for PK's party, the China. In this town, you have to be leery of people who live way beyond their means, because you don't know if they're your friends for the right reasons. Okay, Camille, you found Frasier. Wasn't your, like, big romantic story about meeting Frasier that you found him face down drunk in a bar? Took him home, cleaned him up, and married him. I mean, come on. You know, don't throw stones when you live in a drunk house.
Yeah, but at least her money makes sense. It's like, oh, okay, he's Frasier, so that's where she has money from. I mean, the truth is this.
I used somebody for my money. I didn't steal it.
Dorit is basically saying what we've all been thinking for 3 years. Like, where are they getting their money from? Especially now, as all these stories start circulating around, as that crazy woman who was tracking down Dorit, you know, they have bankruptcy, there was issues with the Bellagio or something like that. All this scandal that's following, and then PK writes it off as just, oh, people want to take him down because he's a billionaire. No, because there are plenty of billionaires and millionaires who no one's trying to take down like that. Like, there's all this weird shit. And basically, Camille did a classic, and now we've said it moment, okay? And I was just like, oh my God, this is so good.
I know, but like instantly made the show good again, you know?
Yeah.
And so Dorit's like, my husband built a $2 billion
$2 business from Zira.
$2 billion, that's great. Yeah, I don't believe any of this.
So, like, how do you get, like, okay, so if you're if you have a $2 billion business, how did you become bankrupt? And what was the $2 billion business for? What was that? So many questions.
Yeah. She's like, well, in 2008, it went bust. And so he claimed bankruptcy like many other successful men. And she's like, yes. And he talked about that. She goes, well, that was 2008, 10 years ago. What are you talking about, Camille? She's like, your husband owes a lot of money to someone who's very, very close to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, dun, dun, dun.
It's like, wow, this is getting real good now. And Reed's like, oh, please. She doesn't deny it. She just goes, oh, please.
No, it's true.
And then it's Kyle's true. Like, this crosses a line. This crosses a line.
You guys were the ones that just brought this up. You know, you guys are such dicks. They make her do it. They make her confront. And Rinna's like, well, I didn't know she was going to say all that. Rinna, she told you that Dorit's a big fake and pretending to have money that she doesn't have. Of course, it's coming from her husband. Like, come on. Yeah.
And so Camille's like, this is real. I mean, you came after me, so I came after you, huh? I'm like, well, you did start picking a bone with Camille, so, you know, you never know with Camille. You got to be careful, okay?
Yeah. You did this to you.
Yeah.
And she's like, my husband doesn't owe your friend anything, honey. And Camille's like, well, you said you wanted me to be honest. And Rinna's like, well, you didn't go that far with me when you were talking to me about it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yes. And then she's like, I know for certain. And Dorit's like, you can give me whatever you want, Camille, I guess in terms of like the truth or whatever. And Camille's like, you don't want me to do that. Don't threaten me, Camille. I'm not. I'm protecting you from the lies and the crimes and the terrible things your husband did that you're most certainly aware of.
Well, I'm sorry, but I know what going after someone's husband is. Remember this when this show was really good. And then we get a clip of Lisa Rinna doing the glass smash in Amsterdam and trying to strangle Kim.
And I just love Camille is like not only just attacking Dorit, but all like wrapping it up in the bow of protection. Like, I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to protect you. You know, I know your husband owes that over $1 million to a company, but there's lawyers involved too. Lawyers. At which point Denise is like, zip it. No. Don't, Camille. No. Don't do this anymore.
Yeah, well, too late. You know, you guys opened the door, so you can't like act like such wussies now that the door has been opened. And they all know what's going on. I mean, as we've mentioned in their Bahamas trip, that's when she was accosted by that lady who's like, you owe my friend $200,000. When are you going to pay it, Dorit? And they decided not to show any of that on the show. But all these ladies know what's going on, you know. But on this show, they make a deal not to talk about certain things. But they knew that Camille was going to do it. So
right.
They're all acting so innocent. So, Dorit, I hope that you can see that. Of course, you can't because you're a dum-dum. But...
And then in the middle of all this, Aaron, like, lifts his head up from the T-bone steak that he's probably eating. He's like, what's going on, babe? She's like, just keep eating.
Just eat, right? So then Camille's like, it's not nonsense, it's not. And Denise is like, Camille, come on, I'm trying to protect you. She goes, protecting means not saying anything at all right? And she goes, but then if I don't say anything, you guys say I'm two-faced, which
that's
is true.
That's so true. Also, you're on a reality show, so you have to say something, okay? But Camille is right. If she doesn't say something, they're going to accuse her of being two-faced, which is what they've actually already done.
Yeah. So now everybody's mad at Camille, which, you know, I guess you can do that, but I would love to see some untruths.
Well, Rinna's like, please. Camille, maybe you should do this in private. I'm like, well, then maybe Dorit should have confronted her in private.
Rinna, who started all of this, you gotta love
table.
It.
Right, yeah. And then Kyle's like, guys, everybody's just gonna get hurt. Shut up with your faux sympathy, Kyle.
Well, let's go around and attack Camille Day. And at some point, it does feel overwhelming. I mean... And Dorit's like, well, you went with solo.
Yeah. And Camille's like, yes, but that's because you're all coming after me. At which point, Denise goes, two wrongs don't make a right, which was like a bombshell idea on Bravo TV. Like, what?
Yeah.
It doesn't?
But it does make a TV show. So there we go. So yeah. Then it's just really awkward. And Denise is like, well, you know, there's some things we don't got to talk about. But hey, before that, I had a nice time. This was fun. All right, come on, dick hooked onto the guy. Go. Get out of here.
And then next week is the season finale, and we see the return of Lisa Vanderpump as she opens up
Vanderpump Cocktail Garden in Caesar's Palace.
Little sister.
So we will be back then. We'll be back this week, well, tomorrow, obviously, with the Real Housewives of New York finale, and then on Friday with Southern Charm. Both of those are going to be videos, so we're going to live stream both of those at noon Pacific time. If you can't be here at noon Pacific time, you can watch all that at Crappins On Demand at Patreon. Check out our two-part bonus for the week. We did two parts because we're off for our bonus next week. It's the Big Brother cast preview. Go get your shirts and go get your show tickets. All of those links are at watchwhatcrappins.com, everybody.
Yeah, hope to see a bunch of you guys in Cleveland and Baltimore next month.
See you guys later. Bye.
This is Fuse Tea in 3D. Mouth-watering fruit, perfectly fused with botanicals and tea. Serve yourself a little me time with Fuse Tea. Listen to our ASMR Mind Tingles podcast.